This podcast is a discussion with Dr. Karen Crawford, author of the book Interprofessional Collaboration in Social Work Practice, published by Sage Publications in London. Karen, tell me, in a nutshell, what is this book all about?
Well, I hope readers will find that it does what it says on the tin, basically. In other words, it is about interprofessional collaboration in social work practice. The book helps readers to understand and develop the knowledge, skills and values required for working in the complex, multi-agency, multidisciplinary, interprofessional care and support environment. Whilst its focus, of course, is on what this means for social work practice, it acknowledges, uses examples and makes reference to the fact that collaboration is not only limited to health and social care, but can involve a vast range of stakeholders. Thus it considers different service contexts across the book, using examples, activities, reflective opportunities and so forth, to draw out similarities and differences in these different practice contexts.
So do you actually have experience of interprofessional social work?
Yes. I have a range of experience. My first professional training was as a registered nurse, where I gained experience of working in the National Health Service in paediatrics and older adults, and in the private nursing sector. I then later trained as a social worker and gained experience in the statutory and voluntary sectors. I have worked in social care services for adults, older adults, adults care management and children's care management services. My experience includes being a frontline practitioner and later a leader and manager. So throughout these experiences, I have firsthand, if you like, participated and been very aware of the very variable interprofessional collaborative practices.
So then you clearly have your heart in this book and feel that it is important.
Well, yes, I do. The book is needed because there is clearly identifiable gap in the available texts, which is continually growing, really, as the care environment changes and social work education is being revised. The current texts become very quickly dated and calls for effective collaboration and integrative practice are becoming even louder. So whilst I acknowledge that there are many texts available in this area, none of them, in my view, fully meet the student and the tutor's needs. Most are commonly generic social work texts and they have one chapter on this topic, or a very specific text will focus on one aspect of collaborative practice, for example, perhaps youth justice. In my book, I try to offer readers a more comprehensive and contemporary source.
So then how will this book help social workers and social work students?
Well, every degree in social work in this country has to cover the National Occupational Standards, which require students to learn about, as it says in Key Role 5, working within multidisciplinary and multi-organisational teams, networks and systems. Additionally, the values and ethics statements of the National Occupational Standards relate specifically to working effectively with others. Therefore, the majority of undergraduate social work degrees include a specific module that focuses on the skills, knowledge and values required for working in the collaborative environment. Further to this, the book would also serve as a basis for early postgraduate study, in my view. So under the social work post-qualifying framework, particularly social workers studying the consolidation module, for example, will find that this is importantly will have a key and strong interprofessional element, so this book will be potentially very useful to them. Finally, the book is also likely to be of interest to practicing social workers and their agencies, as it brings together in one place all the kind of references to the evidence base that underpins the challenges and opportunities inherent in collaborative working practice across the helping professions. I think the book is needed because there is, as I said before, this kind of gap in the market, which is constantly growing as things are changing out there. And I do acknowledge that there are many other texts, as I said, but commonly many of them don't really give this wider view. And I try and offer this comprehensive and up-to-date source that will be applicable to many.
Okay, so can you tell me how the book does this then, and what the readers can expect?
Well, broadly the book is structured into two main parts or sections. The first of these is largely contextual, abstract, if you like, academic. It kind of provides a basis for the second, the more substantial section of the book, which builds upon the foundations of that first part to consider the implications for practice from a range of perspectives, from a service user and carer perspective, from practitioners, from the social work profession, and organisational perspectives. The first chapter of the book serves not only as an introduction to the whole book, setting foundations by laying out the importance of the contribution of social work to the collaborative relationship, but also it clarifies issues of terminology and discourse related to collaborative working in the helping professions, as transparency, in my view, in this regard is a crucial foundation. This is also then supported and summarised through the inclusion of a glossary of terms and abbreviations at the end of the book. Each subsequent chapter, so following from chapter one, commences with a chapter summary and an introduction and closes with a clear summarising conclusion. The introduction set out the structure of the chapter and summarised the overall aim of the chapter. And the conclusion then, as I say, acts as a chapter summary and enables a consolidation of the learning from the chapter, giving a succinct overview of the core elements of the chapter. So the book sets out the context of collaborative working practices in the helping professions, looking at, in the first part, this kind of critique of the historical, legal, policy, political and social frame within which changes and developments to practice are occurring. And threaded through the text are analyses and discussions about the underpinning research knowledge that has provided models to explain and models on which to develop effective collaborative working practices. Similarly, the contribution of theory to our understanding of the complexity of collaborative working is analysed, particularly in Chapter 3, with some examples of theoretical perspectives being drawn upon throughout the chapters. Following this underpinning contextual material, the larger part of the book directly addresses the implications for professional social work practice, particularly the position and experience of service users and carers in the collaborative environment, the implications for the individual practitioner, and the implications for the whole profession of social work, and then the organisational context of collaborative working. So readers can expect a number, really, of distinctive and interesting features as they work through the book. So, for example, each chapter will include activities with responses and comments, some of them individual activities, some that can be done in groups, reflective questions, research examples, and annotated further reading guidance, with links to organisational websites and ideas of ways in which the reader can develop their own learning further. Additionally, to make the text, well, if you like, more digestible or accessible for a range of learning styles, I've included diagrams, charts and some pictorial representations so that they can support the textual explanations where appropriate.
So as we come then to the end of this podcast, can you summarise your book in just a few sentences?
I'll try. The book is about interprofessional collaboration in social work practice. It encourages readers to take a critical, reflective view of collaborative practice. There are three concurrent or recurrent themes that are threaded throughout the text of the chapters. The themes are, the first one, the experience and participation of service users and carers in the collaborative environment. The second theme is the place, contribution and significance of social work as a profession in the collaborative environment. And the final theme, as I say, these run all the way through the chapters, is the skills, knowledge, research and values that will underpin effective interprofessional practice, including the ways in which the readers themselves, be they students or practitioners, might source ongoing development and support.
Well, thank you very much. This podcast has featured a discussion with Dr. Karen Crawford, author of the book Interprofessional Collaboration in Social Work Practice, published by Sage Publications in London.